There's a forehand from the serve. Oh, Nadal's hit it long! And Djokovic wins!
Hello and welcome to the AO Show. I'm James Parkinson. Day 14 and the final day here at the Australian Open. And Novak Djokovic has won the 2019 Australian Open. Tim Solly is here with me. We're out in Garden Square where the fans are still celebrating. And Tim, what a match we've seen tonight.
Oh, I don't think anyone could have picked that, James. Just Novak's so clinical and just an experienced head on his shoulders. And I think he came up against the number two in the world and just wiped the floor with him. It's just unbelievable.
Quite incredible. But on today's show, we'll have all the reaction for you from the men's final. But first, here's how it all unfolded on AO Radio and through the eyes of the fans here at Melbourne Park.
Men's singles final kicking off shortly. How are we feeling?
Very excited.
I'm nervous.
Really excited.
Yeah, really excited, as long as Nadal wins.
Going to be a classic all-time match tonight. Who's going to win?
Nadal, of course.
Rafa, go Rafa.
Go Nadal. Yeah, go Nadal. Let's go.
Djokovic.
Novak's coming home with it.
Djokovic very comfortable on the forehand. Dug out by Nadal on the backhand side. The other way, Djokovic. Now a high ball from Nadal gets up. Cross court, backhand winner from Djokovic. Oh, he's sharp. Six in a row to start the match. It's love 30. Onto the backhand, Nadal cross court. Djokovic goes up the line. Nadal's there with the cross court forehand. Into the net again. A muted celebration to his team. Novak Djokovic has the opening set of tennis in the final.
Novak Djokovic takes the first set. What's your take on it?
Yeah, start off very well. Got the break straight away. Yeah, he should win.
Rafa didn't really come out the gates for the first three games, but he started to show some fight.
Novak in straight sets, I reckon.
It's Rafa who will pick up his game probably.
Backhand Djokovic cross court, forehand from Nadal up the forehand wing of Djokovic, who goes down the middle. Nadal runs around his backhand, but Djokovic is there with the forehand onto the baseline of Nadal. Backhand drop shot from Djokovic, Nadal will get there. Oh, it goes back to Djokovic, Djokovic down the line, Nadal gets the volley, and it goes long, and Djokovic breaks in the most remarkable rally. Djokovic with set points, he serves another ace. Three successive aces.
Novak, he goes up two sets to love. Yep. He's doing it pretty easily out there at the moment, isn't he?
Mate, I turned my head, grabbed a bit of food, and he was already two sets up.
He's a champion, he's number one, and the scoreboard shows it.
Nadal's got to get in the game. I mean, I can't believe he's, it's like he's not even showing up tonight. I couldn't believe it.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. Djokovic has got it. Straight sets.
Rally Nadal. Then he tries the drop shot. But that's the story of the night as it falls short.
Yeah, that says I can't beat you from the back of the court. I'm going to have to try something totally, totally different.
Second match point. It's a second serve as Nadal serves. Lands this in. Djokovic goes with the backhand straight back at Nadal. There's a forehand from the serve. Oh, Nadal's hit it long. And Djokovic wins. It's an utterly dominating win.
Guys, Novak Djokovic, the 2019 champion, how do you feel?
Oh, amazing! Unbelievable, like I'm speechless.
Wonderful, I can't tell you.
Oh man, this is amazing. This is like history in the making, seven times.
Now let's hear from Novak Djokovic himself and what he had to say post-match on court.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to, you know, return the favor and obviously give compliments to Rafa's couple of weeks. Obviously, tough match tonight. But as you said, you know, you came back from an injury that took you out from the tour since September last year. And you were unfortunate throughout your career to go through some major injuries. But you're showing to me and to all your other colleagues and many young tennis players around the world what is definition of the fighting spirit and resilience, so thank you for that. Yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to contemplate on the journey in the last 12 months because as Rafa, I've been through a surgery and quite a major injury myself last couple of years, but I had the surgery exactly 12 months ago, and to be standing now here in front of you today and managing to win this title and three out of four slams, this is truly amazing. I'm speechless.
All right, now to get some further analysis on this match, and Tim, you spoke to Steve Pearce. for all the reaction.
Steve, fantastic match, wasn't it? What are your thoughts?
Wow. Can I give you more than that? I don't know. That was just such a demolition. I don't think anyone was expecting that. I mean, I like many, thought that Novak would probably win, but not like that. That was just such an impressive performance on every level from Novak Djokovic. And I don't think that Nadal played especially badly. I mean, he certainly made more errors than he would have expected to, but Novak was just absolutely on. I honestly don't think anyone could have beaten him tonight.
You've been calling the tennis for years now. Is that probably one of the most clinical and experienced performances we've seen out there on Rod Laver?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's always hard when you just come off and you've watched it, and there have been some great matches over the years. And as far as demolishing someone in every sense of the word and playing almost flawless tennis, it is hard to remember a men's final that was as completely dominant, especially over the number two player in the world. I mean, Nadal's quite handy. You know, his record here isn't bad. He's made, that's five finals he's made. He knows how to play here, but Djokovic was just so good tonight.
Tell me about Novak and his post-match reaction. What did you see out there on court? He's kind of very subdued. I mean, he has won seven now. Is there a sense that this is unfinished business from here? Does he want to go on and beat Roger's legacy? Or what did you see out on court from Novak tonight after he won?
I just think it was such a dominant performance that it was hard for him to get incredibly elated about it as well. He's absolutely got Rafa and Roger in his sights, but he was quite subdued. But it was such an easy win for him. I think that was it. There was no moment where it was really on the line at all. He only faced two break points or one. It was nothing. I mean, he was never really under pressure. So I think that's why it was quite a subdued reaction in a way.
The match tonight from Novak, if you could put it into one sentence, what would you say?
Well, I would just describe it as the most dominant and ruthless performance that I've seen in a men's final for a long time.
Steve, it's just been so fab to have your insight this whole tournament. We really appreciate your time.
Great, Tim. Lovely working with you.
And that's it for day 14 and for the tournament. Tim, final thoughts on the 2019 Australian Open. What's been the highlight for you?
Oh, look, there's been a few, James, but, you know, you can't go past the performance that the Joker put out here tonight. Obviously, a few young Aussies coming through the ranks. I guess the big highlight has been record fans coming through the doors. I've had the chance to get down here at ground level and chat to the fans, and it's just been such a great experience.
Absolutely. I think the highlight for me as well has been those young players. You know, the older generation is hanging around. This is just great to see. This is history in the making. But from what we've seen this past 2 weeks, there's, you know, a great generation coming through, and it's going to be really exciting in the next few years to see these players, you know, really develop. Well, congratulations once again to Novak Djokovic, and thanks to you for listening. It's goodbye from Melbourne Park for the final time, and we'll leave you with all the highlights from 2019 as called by AO Radio. Bye for now.
Kvitova changes, it goes up the line, clips the tape. Osaka does the same. Kvitova nearly hits the sideline, so does Osaka. On the run, Osaka slices to stay in this. Kvitova goes back behind, onto the backhand. Osaka, drop shot from Kvitova, hits the tape and goes over.
Since getting to love 40, she's lost 8 out of 9. Long from Osaka, and she hits the loose ball into the ground. And the first sign of a bit of petulance, she's got her hands to her ears now. Down the centre, halt. All three ball kids went for that ball. They've now gone second serve to the backhand of Kvitova. Forehand from Osaka, cross court, missed it. And again, Osaka's reaction. She's not put those points behind her at all.
Second serve is again attacked by Kvitova, goes right back down the middle of the court, but she left herself open, and the inside-out forehand was put away by Naomi Osaka for a winner. And she's getting close again. Serves down the middle, and Kvitova puts it out! And we have a new star in women's tennis. She's no one-hit wonder. Naomi Osaka has gone back-to-back. The US Open, the Australian Open. She's beaten Petra Kvitova in three enthralling sets.
Dug out by Nadal on the backhand side. The other way, Djokovic. Now a high ball from Nadal, gets up. Cross court, backhand winner from Djokovic. Oh, he's sharp. Six in a row to start the match. It's lovely. 30.
Wow, Novak, he is on song right at this stage. I know it's right in the second game of the match, but he is moving Nadal all over.
Oh, he's so sharp this evening.
Serve out wide, onto the backhand, and Djokovic sits up. Nadal goes off forehand, Djokovic throws up the lob. This is going wide. Vamos from Rafa. He's on the board.
Boy, look at the aggression on this. Rafael Nadal's body, that was huge. Djokovic, he was punching. He would have just pummeled anybody standing in front of him.
Drop shot from Djokovic. Nadal will get there. Oh, it goes back to Djokovic. Djokovic down the line. Nadal gets the volley. And it goes long. And Djokovic breaks in a most remarkable rally.
Nadal on the forehand, both ways. Djokovic is there every time and has every answer in the book.
I thought James Bond was licensed to kill, but that backhand from Djokovic.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I've been working on that one all day.
Done well to change direction there and chop to stay in this rally, Nadal. Then he tries the drop shot, but that's the story of the night as it falls short. Second match point. It's a second serve as Nadal serves. Lands this in. Djokovic goes with the backhand straight back at Nadal. There's a forehand from the serve. Oh, Nadal's hit it long. And Djokovic wins. It's an utterly dominating win. And he owns this court again. And he stands above all others at the Australian Open. He's thrashed Nadal and wins for a seventh time. 6-3, 6-2, 6-3.